Shalom uvruchim abayim. Hello and welcome to www.learnhebrewpod.com. Welcome to podcast 3A of the first conversational Hebrew course by podcasts. My name is Jonathan. I will be your host for this program. For the last 3 years, I have been teaching Hebrew in New York and New Jersey, and I'm excited to share my knowledge, experience, and technique with you. We welcome you to join us through the journey of acquiring this amazing and special language. Let us start our third lesson. Once again, I will be assisted by my friends and colleagues, Liat and Eran. Shalom, Eran. Ma shlomcha?
Tov meod. Toda. Ma shlomcha, Yonatan?
Nehedar. Toda. Liat, ma shlomech?
Metsuyan, meaning excellent. And very happy to be here for the third lesson.
I'm very happy to have you both here, and very excited for another opportunity to listen to one of your fine dialogues.
Jonathan, I hope I'm not going to disappoint you, but Eran and I are going to change some things today.
Are you? Will we be still studying Hebrew?
Yes, of course. But instead of having one of our dialogues today, we will be having personal monologues. Eran will tell you a little bit about himself, and then I will do the same.
That sounds exciting. Let's go for it.
Toda, Yonatan. Eran, would you like to start?
I would love to. Shalom. Shmi Eran. Ani student. Ani lomed refua. Ani oved beveit kafe.
Shalom. Shmi Liat. Ani studentit. אני לומדת משחק. אני עובדת במסעדה.
תודה ליאת ואירן. That was actually quite refreshing and very interesting. Actually, that was so nice that I would like to hear it again. But this time, with your permission, I will briefly translate the sentences into English.
שלום.
Hello.
שמי אירן.
My name is אירן.
אני סטודנט.
I am a student.
אני לומד רפואה.
I study medicine.
אני עובד בבית קפה.
I work in a coffee shop.
שלום.
Hello.
שמי ליאת.
My name is ליאת.
אני סטודנטית.
I am a student.
אני לומדת משחק.
I study acting.
אני עובדת במסעדה.
I work in a restaurant. Thank you again. Now that we actually know a little more about you, let's listen to the specific words you were using in these monologues.
Bevadai, Yonatan. Of course.
Bevadai. Of course. That's nice. Okay, let's start.
Shmi. Shmi.
My name.
Ani. Ani.
I or I am.
Student. Student.
A student when referring to a male.
Studentit. Studentit.
A student when referring to a female.
Lomed. Lomed.
Study when referring to a male.
Lomedet. Lomedet.
Study when referring to a female.
Refua. Refua.
Medicine.
Mishak. Mishak.
Acting.
Oved. Oved.
Work when referring to a male.
Ovedet. Ovedet.
Work when referring to a female.
Beveit kafe. Beveit kafe.
In a coffee shop.
Bemisada. Bemisada.
In a restaurant.
Toda. So the first word that you have translated for us is shmi. This sounds like shimcha, which is your name for a male, and like Shmech, your name for a female. In connection with the last grammar lessons we had on podcast 2A and 2B, this is again the use of another suffix. me at the end of the word makes it into my.
Yes, and that's the way it appears in our monologues. Shmi, my name. Shmi, my name. And in this case, it doesn't matter if I'm talking as a woman
or as a man.
Okay, so when you are both saying Shmi, you are saying my name. Shmi Eran, meaning my name is Eran. Shmi Liat, my name is Liat. Literally translated, it sounds as if one word is missing.
You are probably referring to the word is.
This is another very important feature in Hebrew. While in English, we can hardly survive without using the to-be verb, I am, you are, he is, etc. Listen carefully. In modern Hebrew, there is no to-be verb.
Exactly. So when saying Shmi Eran, it is the same as saying my name is Eran.
And when I am saying Shmi Liat, I am saying my name is Liat.
When I'm saying Ani student, student meaning a male student, the translation of the sentence will be I am a student. Ani student.
And when I'm saying Ani studentit, studentit meaning a female student, the translation of the sentence will be I am a student. Ani studentit. When we translate it to English, we will of course use the to be verb. We will say I am, my name is.
So Ani can actually translate into English as I am. Or if it is a sentence that does not require the to-be verb in English, then Ani will be just I.
Right again. Therefore, Ani lomed refua, I study medicine.
Ani lomedet mischak, I study acting.
In conclusion, because there is not a to-be verb in modern Hebrew, ani can be translated as I am or I. It actually depends on the way you would say the sentence in English, hence the translation. I also understand that as students, you both need to have a night job for making a living.
Well, of course we do. Eran is working in a coffee shop and I work in a restaurant.
So Eran, you were saying...
Ani oved beveit kafe. Ani oved, I work... Beveit cafe, in a coffee shop.
And I said, Ani ovedet bemisada. Ani ovedet, I work. Bemisada, in a restaurant.
Enjoying these lessons? You can unlock the full Learn Hebrew Pod experience by subscribing right here on Apple Podcasts. As a premium subscriber, you'll get access to all 210 episodes, including parts B and C, with native speaker dialogue, grammar support, and guided practice to help you speak Hebrew with confidence. There's a 7-day free trial, so you can try it out and keep learning at your own pace. And if you are listening on your iPhone, check out our Learn Hebrew Pod app in the App Store. It includes transcripts, grammar and vocabulary interactive presentations, a Hebrew reading course, a Jewish prayers course, and more. Let's repeat the vocabulary list once more. Eran and Liat, bevakasha, meaning please, bevakasha, repeat each of the words twice.
Shmi. Shmi.
My name.
Ani. Ani.
I or I am.
Student. Student.
A student when referring to a male.
Studentit. Studentit.
A student when referring to a female.
Lomed. Lomed.
Study when referring to a male.
Lomedet. Lomedet.
Study when referring to a female.
Refua. Refua.
Medicine.
Mischak. Mischak.
Acting.
Oved. Oved.
Work when referring to a male.
Oved. עובדת. עובדת.
Work when referring to a female.
בבית קפה. בבית קפה.
In a coffee shop.
במסעדה. במסעדה.
In a restaurant.
תודה. And now that we have the vocabulary, let us return to the monologues while again translating the entire sentences into English.
שלום.
Hello.
שמי ערן.
My name is ערן.
אני סטודנט.
I am a student.
אני לומד רפואה.
I study medicine.
אני עובד בבית קפה.
I work in a coffee shop.
שלום.
Hello.
שמי ליאת.
My name is ליאת.
אני סטודנטית.
I am a student.
אני לומדת משחק.
I study acting.
אני עובדת במסעדה.
I work in a restaurant. As a final exercise for today, let us read the monologues once more, while giving you enough time to repeat each sentence. Please try to be as accurate as possible with the pronunciation of the words.
שלום. שלום. שמי ערן. שמי ערן. אני סטודנט. אני סטודנט. אני לומד רפואה. אני לומד רפואה. אני עובד בבית קפה. אני עובד בבית קפה.
שלום. שלום. שמי ליאת. שמי ליאת. אני סטודנטית. אני סטודנטית. אני לומדת משחק. אני לומדת משחק. אני עובדת במסעדה. אני עובדת במסעדה.
This concludes podcast lesson number 3A. Please use the PDF files on our website to review the word banks and the monologues we used today. And please do not forget to listen to podcast number 3B as we will begin to explain one of the most important and unique features of Hebrew, the roots of words. Toda for being with us and lehitraot.
Shalom, lehitraot.